ist uns länger das Mai.
The bleakness of Richard Wagner's Die Walküre is punctuated when Sieglinde prepares a meal for her brother-slash-lover and her soon-to-be-abandoned husband just before they go off to kill each other. For food essayist Bonnie Wolfe, it typifies the symbiosis of opera and food.
I have no scientific proof, but even without a double-blind, placebo-tested trial, I firmly believe that people who love opera love food. Opera lovers are passionate people of lusty appetite. They celebrate excess. They rejoice in the intense, the transcendent. After all, as humorist Robert Benchley said, opera is where a guy gets stabbed in the back, and instead of dying, he sings. For good measure, a stricken tenor might very well hoist a glass of wine in one hand and brandish a leg of lamb in the other. The entire second act of La Bohème takes place at a sidewalk cafe where starving artists sing about love while ordering lobster. Mimi, already not feeling so well, just has the custard. Hansel and Gretel, of course, has a witch's cottage made of cake, sugar, and candy. Rossini's passion for food rivaled his passion for music. One of his best friends was culinary guru Antonin Carême. The story goes that Carême would send Rossini a pâté, and Rossini would write him an aria. Rossini quit writing operas at age 37, giving himself more time to eat. Ever heard of Tornado's Rossini? For a diva, as well as a composer, the sure sign of success is to have a dish named after you. Australian soprano Nellie Melba lived at London's Savoy Hotel in the 1890s when singing at Covent Garden. Auguste Escoffier, maybe the greatest chef who ever lived, ran the Savoy's kitchen. He was as avid about opera as he was about food and created two dishes in the singer's honor. Peach Melba, poached peach halves, vanilla ice cream, and raspberry sauce, and yes, of course, Melba toast. Chicken tetrazzini, with its rich sherry cheese cream sauce, was created in the early 1900s by an American chef in honor of Italian singer Luisa Tetrazzini. Today, Renée Fleming is the reigning diva at the Metropolitan Opera. She has sold 2 million CDs and won a Grammy. But the clearest indication of Fleming's stardom came when New York celebrity chef Daniel Boulud created, in her honor, a chocolate and hazelnut dessert with the first page of an opera score laser printed on top. So, whether we talk about opera or about food, we're talking about passion and nourishment for both the body and the spirit. To me, the connection is obvious. Now, somebody should do a study.
Bonnie Wolfe is a Washington writer. She's working on a book of essays called Aunt Esther's Antipasto.